Galwark and his team arrived Khartoum on Wednesday to follow up with the Sudanese government officials and various armed groups that signed the peace agreement. Speaking to the media after his first meeting on Thursday, Galwark said his team held a series of meetings with all parties and said there was a positive progress on the implementation. He says the parties briefed his team about what has been achieved and the formation of joint committees for the implementation of the peace deal.
We discussed how to continue the peace implementation process through various committees, including political and security committees. We also discussed the allocation of seats to members of the armed groups in the executive body, the Sovereign Council and the Legislative Assembly, and at other levels.
Galwark hailed the Sudanese government and the armed groups for the trust and confidence on display over the past few months. He says their continued commitment is needed during the implementation period of 39 months of the transitional period.
We are here commending the government of Sudan for the positive steps that have been achieved. We commend them on the warm welcome they gave the leaders of the armed groups in Khartoum and their work together through different joint committees that have been formed. We are here to follow up on this process and report back to our president Salva Kiir about what has been implemented.
Galwark says his team met with the head of the Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and briefed him on the implementation process. Galwark says, as the mediators, his team wants to see that all parties work together during the transitional period. He says the parties assured him they will soon form a transitional government, including the Legislative Council.
We agreed with the head of the Sovereign Council to issue orders for the formation of the Military High Committee, which will be composed of representatives of all parties to the Juba Peace Deal. The committee will be tasked with monitoring the security arrangement of the Juba Peace Deal.
Galwa called on the Sudanese citizens to be patient and support their leaders so as to achieve lasting peace, economic growth, and development in the country.
We would like to assure the Sudanese people that soon parties to the Juba Peace Deal will participate in the formation of the government, which will be working for the people and will allow citizens to live in peace and stability. Our hopes for Sudan is for peace, stability, and prosperity.
The Sudanese transitional government and the coalition of armed groups signed a peace deal in Juba, South Sudan, on October 3rd last year. Other armed groups, such as the SPLM North faction of Abdulaziz Al-Hilu and the SLM faction led by Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur, have yet to begin separate peace talks with the government. Galwark did not mention when those negotiations would commence. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.